producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Say it again or not?
Good day.
One more time.
7 after the hour. Good day. Bop, 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 bop. Okay, so it's Veterans Day. But it really isn't. It's a federal holiday today, right? Is the post office not working? Banks are closed? Isn't that how Veterans Day works?
Yeah, I don't like those days.
Yeah.
I like to get my mail.
Yeah, me too. And then, by the way, we should be paying more attention to veterans every day, not just on this day. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, do you or any member of your family serve or have they served in the United States Armed Forces? A, yes, I currently serve. B, yes, somebody in my family serves. C, yes, I served. D, yes, someone in my family served. No. E, no one in my family has served or is serving. My father was in the Coast Guard. I've told this story a number of times on the air. He signed up the first day of World War II. He was, let's see, how old was he then? He would have been 1914. He would have been 36 when he signed up. My father was very athletic, had played professional baseball and football, had gone to school out in Millikan, in Decatur, Illinois, Millikan University, played football there, and was qualified to be the person in charge of phys ed on a boat, Coast Guard cutter, I don't remember the name of it. There were 84 men on the boat, and they had rigorous physical exercise, courtesy of my father's training, every day. The ship was out for 12 hours a day. My father was on the ship 7 days a week. I think he had 2 or 3 days off, at the most 4. From the beginning of the war to the end of the war, last day of the war, get off the ship, and that was the end of that. And so his stories are not legion. I had a couple of scary connections with the German U-boats and that kind of stuff off the shore of Maine. But other than that, their job was to patrol, was Coast Guard, hello, was supposed to patrol our coastal borders. That's when the Coast Guard really sort of came into vogue, was in World War II and traveling all around. I've never understood why the Coast Guard isn't a part of the Navy. It doesn't make any sense to me. Does it to you? Is this another government inefficiency? Why isn't the Coast Guard a part of the Navy? The Army, no, but the Air Force, yes, because they have a lot of helicopters and planes as well. Does that make, doesn't it seem like it would make for good management to have them all together? That may or may not make sense to you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, our poll today focusing on veterans. We're going to have conversation off and on during the course of this hour about Veterans Day. And maybe we ought to do it on Wednesday because that's the real day, 11-11. What we're basically doing is thanking those of you who have served. And so as a result of that, there are all kinds of ways of finding things that are good for veterans. Roberta's not here today, so I'm going to do my own king of cheap. And most of it is around food. The food freebies, non-food freebies. Okay, so Great Clips is giving anybody who gets a haircut on November 11th, if you're a veteran, you get the haircut free. You got to pay for it today through Wednesday, but then you'll get a free haircut after that. So that's how you get. You start with paying, and then you get a free. UFC gyms giving free gym access to those with military ID for this week. National park admission is free for everybody either today or Wednesday. As for free food and drink, the offers are valid on November 11th. See, a lot of this stuff, Bob Evans is giving away free food to veterans. California Pizza Kitchen is. Cheeseburger in Paradise. Where is that? Is that?
There's one in Hawaii, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Isn't that, what's his face is though?
Yeah, yeah, Jimmy Buffett.
Buffett's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cracker Barrel, you get a free dessert. Denny's, is giving all veterans and active duty personnel and your own Grand Slam meal. Friendly's giving veterans and active military a big to-do combo meal for breakfast. Golden Corral, anybody who's ever served in the military, has a sit-down dinner free of charge. I believe that's November 11th. IHOP, is doing from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Veterans, active duty, military members, welcome to come enjoy a pancake. Hooters.
Well, hey.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Let's see here. Little Caesars, veterans, active military, help themselves to a free hot and ready lunch combo. McCormick and Schmick's, seafood and steak chain honoring veterans and active military. With a choice of free entrees, including tender beef medallions, salmon rigatoni. That sounds awful.
What, salmon rigatoni?
Yeah, it does.
Why?
I don't know, it just sounds awful. Let's see here, Olive Garden. Customers with military ID get free entrees such as chicken parmesan, lasagna, cheese, ravioli. And if you bring your family, they get 10% off. Let's see here. The Ponderosa Steakhouse has free meals for veterans and active military from 4 o'clock to closing. Let's see here. Red Lobster, from today through Wednesday, veterans and active military get a complimentary appetizer or dessert. Big deal. Give them a free meal, you cheap.
Doug.
What? Shoney's.
At least they're giving them something.
Give them a little more. All-American Burger, free all day long at Shoney's, at Sizzler. Veterans and active military get a free lunch. Let's see, what else we got? White Castle. Get a free breakfast slider. Wiener Schnitzel. Every veteran or active military member is welcome to a free chili dog.
That's a gift that keeps on giving.
You're going to need some free health care after
that.
Free
service, and here's some gas X.
Anyway.
It is.
All right, so that's what's free today for veterans. So, everybody understand what the idea is for veterans. You know what the average age is for the nation's veterans? What do you think? Take a guess.
The average age, 40-something, probably.
Nope.
What?
Keep going.
50?
Yep, up. Keep going.
60?
No, not quite.
70?
No, I said not quite. So that means...
104?
You told her to keep going. She can't stop.
104?
All right, 14 past the hour on Good Day.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
17 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Ken Kessler is monitoring social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. How many people think sending more troops to Europe and then more troops down into Iraq to fight ISIS is a good idea? Yes or no? Raise your hands, please.
Well, do I have to raise my hand?
Teacher. Well, they want more forces in Europe so they can rotate American presence, the training exercises that will take place supposedly to keep Putin at bay, and then some of them are going to be siphoned off to go down into ISIS land. This is just one more affront. When we're hearing about hope and change, and we're going to get out of Afghanistan, we're going to get out of Iraq, empty words. So what happens now? Is this an idea? It's I don't know if alarming is the right word. Annoying is the word for me. Anyway, talking about all these veterans and them being put in harm's way, and then when they come back, they aren't treated well by the Veterans Administration. That's a reflection on you and me and our disrespect. You can all say, you know, this is really what hits you right between the eyes, and I hope it does, frankly. Those of you who, in empty gestures, empty words that mean nothing, you say thank you for your service to men and women who have the uniform on. But then where do you go with that? Did you call your congressman and tell him what a damnable outrage it is that the VA screws all of these veterans to the point of many of them dying unnecessarily? Do you do that? Or do you just say thank you for your service and leave it at that to make yourself feel better? Because you're not making them feel better. They don't care. I know a lot of people that say, we've got all these men and women who are protecting us. They're really protecting us. If we send a number of troops down to get rid of ISIS, that's protecting us. Sending troops into Afghanistan was just to kill Osama bin Laden, and that, how'd that work for you 14 years later? At least he's dead, but not because we sent troops into Afghanistan. Same thing in Iraq. What do? We created the seeds of our own mess there now, and we put these people who put a uniform on there to serve us, and we don't really respect them. You don't really mean it. Do you? When you say thank you for your service to somebody, do you really, really mean it?
Yes.
So when did you call your congressman and tell him to straighten up the VA?
No.
Well, so you don't mean it.
Well, I do mean it.
Well, then why don't you do something about it then?
You're right. Why don't we do anything
about
it?
Yeah, that's my point.
Good question.
Yes, thank you.
A good point.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you should discount when you say thank you. I think people really mean that.
Okay, so let them put their money where their mouth is, though, and do something about it. Get on the phone, send an email, somehow be in touch with their congressman, and demand, not ask, demand that they fix this problem with the VA. If for no other reason than that, that's a good reason to throw all the people out who are in supposedly positions of power now and put in somebody new. From the top on down, it is outrageous, more than outrageous, damnable, that all these people who have served this country get screwed by you and me. You let them. When you say the empty words of thank you for your service and they're not doing anything to make sure that they are really thanked by getting proper medical care, you are just full of hot air. 21 after the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
When was this recorded, Kenny?
I'm not sure what version he's got there.
Whatever version he's got, it's close enough so that we can start the story. It's not the real, it's not the first first release of it. The story about John Lennon, who was responsible for writing Love Me Do and a lot of the other things that the Bennons. Good God, where's my mouth today? You're right. I am. I'm all scrapped up, so I'm running out of breath. The acoustic guitar that John Lennon used to record and write Love Me Do, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
I want to hold
my God, what a great song. Crank this up, Peter.
I want to hold your hand.
This is where I first tuned into the Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
Yep.
Oh, please.
This was the essential Beatles as far as I was concerned. This is when they sounded their best. Everybody agree?
I think so. They're always good.
Nah, some of this stuff is too far. This kind of just did it. All right, so anyway, the guitar that Lennon used to write a number of his songs sold for $2.4 million at auction over the weekend. Jillian's Auctions said that the Gibson guitar, it was a 160E. That doesn't mean anything to me. Is it to you, Kenny? I know Richie would be here. He could explain it. Anyway, it was sold to an undisclosed buyer. The guitar was one of only two of its type that was flown from America to England in 1962 for Lennon and Harrison to use. Lennon used the guitar for about a year before swapping it with Harrison. It later went missing during a Christmas concert in 1963. The whereabouts unknown for 50 years until a fellow in California discovered last year that a guitar in his possession had this historical value. His name was John McCaw, lives down in San Diego, bought the guitar in the 60s for $275, stumbled on an old magazine story about Harrison, which featured a photo of the guitar, and so he looked at it, and he brought it to an expert, and they matched the guitar's serial number to the one Lennon used in the 1960s. The drum head the Beatles used in their landmark performance on the Ed Sullivan Show was also auctioned off $2.1 million for a drum head.
Wow.
And 2.4 for the guitar. What other songs, Peter, have we got there that were written on that guitar? This stuff great. If your day has not started well, we've just fixed that by playing you a couple, three or four of these Beatles songs that are John Lennon inspired, written. Can't Buy Me Love. What else, Peter? John Lennon's music. All right, keep going, Peter. What else have we got that's good? Great song. What a wonderful philosophy, yeah.
But I'm not the only one. I hope someday.
We got to cap it off with one of the greats.
Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
Good stuff. 28 after the hour. Music for thought here on Good Day.
Don't let me down.
Smartphones and not-so-smart owners. This is Dr. James on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Our cell phones have become an addiction. I was recently in a movie theater, only to be incessantly distracted by a middle-aged woman texting. Finally, her companion said, "You're ruining the movie for me and everyone." Her amazed response, "What? I'm just texting." Obviously, texting for her was breathing. In my medical practice, I never carry my cell phone, and sometimes I feel it's like unilateral disarmament, as all my patients are celled up. Some try to text as they talk, others answer the phone. You get the picture. DCOC advice? Take a moment now and look at yourself. Are you a cell phone abuser? If you are, think about what you're missing out on. Real 3D life in all its glory right in front of your nose. So come on, dive in. Grab some life. This is Dr. Chambers on call. This Friday, catch my new video, Be Granny versus Harvard, on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
See, we have Jim Roberts, who has worked on some very important Veterans Day benefits and events. He's going to join us later on in this hour. I think Veterans Day, for all practical purposes, is really Wednesday, and so we'll filter in today and tomorrow, and then on Wednesday, some more information about Veterans Day, because I think it's appropriate. Here's some good news from the state of Rhode Island. The efforts there that have secured a newly renovated apartment house for various veterans for a rental voucher and $25 a month for rent and utilities. The homeless, there are so many, and this is sort of the focus. How many veterans do you know who are actually homeless? I was talking about the outrage of the VA and what happens with the medical treatment, but the men and women who are homeless because can't get jobs because something's happened to them, post-traumatic stress, whatever, maybe physical ailments, mental, emotional. And this really is it's exasperating to see these things. And the administration has said they want to have zero homeless vets. So they have been running a campaign under a group called Community Solutions. Now, say what you will, think what you will about the administration. I certainly have, I'm not a fan. But if this is really going on, the state of Rhode Island has sort of taken the lead for states to show what can be done. And that's why, but it's a state program, it's not a federal program. And that's why I was calling it to your attention from the For What It's Worth department. Here's a story of a woman, Jennifer, Philadelphia woman, sentenced to 80 years in prison for torturing mentally handicapped tenants of her apartment building.
Okay. Good for her then for getting to spend the rest of her life in the slammer.
She kept victims in dark basements.
Mm-hmm.
They were drugged, And if they didn't do what the lady who was the landlord said, they would be slapped around, punched, kicked. Some were stabbed, burned. Some were hit with bats, hammers, butt of a pistol, according to the Justice Department. How do you like that? So this was going on in this place for 10 years or more. She deliberately wanted mentally handicapped people so she could steal their health benefits, Social Security benefits. Her name was Linda Weston, 55, pled guilty to racketeering, conspiracy, kidnapping, because they found somebody dead in the apartment club, and then they started to do some, say they started to do an investigation, found that she was forcing them to labor camps. She was charged with involuntary servitude. Actually, there was more than one person, apparently, that was killed living in this house. Sex trafficking. Wire fraud.
Unbelievable.
Use of a firearm in furtherance of violent crime. She and her co-conspirators for 10 years lured disabled adults and children to rent locations in her area of Philadelphia. Also, it happened in Virginia, Texas, and Florida. Victims kept in dark basements. Once Ms. Weston convinced them to move in, she became their representative payee with Social Security. On one occasion, she and one of her co-defendants took Social Security and ID documents from a victim by force, used the funds for her own purposes. Here's a lady named Donna Spadea, moved into a basement, this lady's home, this Weston's home in Philadelphia in April of 2005, fed stuff that made her sick. She couldn't use the bathroom. She was found dead in the facility. Mm. Another victim, Maxine Lee, in 2008 was beaten when she tried to escape. She was forced to live in a kitchen cabinet.
Ugh.
How the hell do these people even live or breathe the same
air? How do they get these ideas? I mean, how are you that evil and sick and twisted that you even think of this stuff?
Evil is the word. Evil. Well, James Bond got rid of the evil over the weekend to the tune of, what, $73 million, Kenny? $78 million? Something like that.
So somewhere in that ballpark, yeah.
Yeah, right. So the franchise goes on. You can be sure they're working on another one already.
And he said he'd do another one, by the way.
Yeah, he'll do another one.
Well, no, but he came out this last week and he's like, I would never do another James Bond. I'd rather cut off my hand. You know, this is where I get so annoyed. Here you are. People would kill to be an actor.
Yeah.
People would kill to be
franchise.
James Bond.
Right.
And you're saying, I'd rather cut off my hand than do another movie. You know what? I'm done with you, Daniel Craig. Ew.
Okay. Here's something that I thought was, when I first saw it, I thought, okay, how am I going to not sound like I'm on a rant? And then I was told that my ranting is hot, so I'm going to put a little more on.
I don't know that you're, you know, I can't agree with that totally.
Really?
We'll see. I'll be the judge of if this is hot or not.
This is more of the same from the world of football. Other things that have been in the focus because of all of the problems men and some women have had in sports, soccer, hockey, wrestling, boxing. Boxing is fading, isn't it? I mean, how much the MMA stuff
making a lot of
seems
money.
To be getting attention more because of the women involved in it than the men. But the question put forth is whether or not football is next. In 30 years from now, look at how different boxing is now. And in 30 years, Richie maintains that in 30 years, football will be dead. I ask the question because a lot of people are interested in the results of this weekend's football activity halfway through the season. And, of course, there's the focus on this Missouri college where the black football players said, we're done. We're not playing anymore until you get rid of the president. Too many problems on the campus here. And you know what? Looking into it, looks like they're right. Looks like there's a lot of stuff going on there. It's pretty unfriendly. But then you know, there are people who will be in denial. The parents of high schoolers, oh, push their kids. This is great. Go play football. Get your head bashed in. Have a few concussions. Good for you. That's really what you're saying. I've said this how many times? If you're a parent and you allow your child to play football, you're a bad parent. If you, knowing what you know about wrestling, boxing, hockey, any of these, women's soccer, men's soccer, can you imagine? I have a person now who's giving me physical therapy, and she was quite a successful college athlete, apparently, and still is very athletic and very involved in various sports. And she told me she had four concussions playing soccer.
Wow.
And I looked at her and I said, is that why you're in this? She said, yeah, in part. She has a PhD in physical therapy. And I remember saying to her what Jack Stockwell said to us on this program. Do you know that your head is held on by a stem that's the size of a quarter? That's it. Your neck, the bones in your neck are the size of a quarter. So how do you put your head up? I said this to her. I looked at her. I said, how did you think about when you jumped up to stop a soccer ball coming at you at 45 miles an hour and you stopped it with your head? Did you think about what was going on? No. Didn't think about that. And I don't think most people do. It's the thrill of the game, isn't it? I won for my team. I won for my school. I won for this, that, or the other thing, for other whatever reasons. I just think that it is a no-brainer, pardon the pun. All the questions about whether football players are padded, are they, you know, I was looking at Peyton Manning at the end of the game yesterday. He was walking around. He kept his helmet on.
Mm-hmm.
And how and where it came on the back of his neck, mm-hmm. It was above his haircut line. I don't know why that intrigued me, but it did. Watching him and the last few minutes of that game, I was just wanting him to get off so that I could watch Madam Secretary.
Aw, leave Peyton alone. But he had a tough loss yesterday.
I did. Didn't he used to play for the Colts?
Yeah, he did. And he was three yards away from setting some record, and I think he wanted to do it against his old team.
Right,
but his defense kind of blanks the pooch if you get majority.
Really? In a moment, speaking of headaches, why red wine gives you a headache. And what to do about it, Jennifer and I will focus on that next year on Good Day.
I'm Rich McFadden reporting for InTheNews.tv. Planning the holiday meal or party can be daunting unless you have the right tools. Lifestyle expert Justine Santaniello partnered with DeLonghi and Kenwood on some of her must-haves for a stress-free holiday. Justine, what are some of your must-haves for the kitchen?
Well, I like the Kenwood Chef Kitchen Machine because it has twice the power of ordinary stand mixers, so it can easily handle the heaviest dough amounts. It has electronic variable speed control for the gradual incorporation of ingredients, and it includes three mixing tools, so you're set to tackle any meal. Now, imagine if you could cook, bake, and broil all in the same machine. The DeLonghi Multi-Fry, which is an innovative cooking appliance, lets you fry with less oil or cook without stirring. Its surround cooking system features dual heating elements and a fan for more even cooking with any recipe. And you can even grill, broil salmon, or bake a cake all in one appliance. Now, if you want to impress your guests, the new DeLonghi Magnifica S Cappuccino Smart features the latte crema system that lets you design the ultimate cappuccino or latte in just one touch. With rich foam, the perfect creaminess, and temperature. The machine has 5 pre-programmed Italian espresso options as well.
And what else do you have for the home?
Well, you'll want to be sure that you and your guests stay toasty while entertaining. My solution is the DeLonghi Slim Style Panel Heater, which offers warmth and savings by only heating the room you're in. And with a 3-inch footprint and wall mounting capability, it occupies minimal floor space.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit InTheNews.tv.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
I teach philosophy, and my philosophy on investing is simple. Get someone else to do it. That stuff is harder than explaining Nico McKeon ethics to freshmen. So I got TIAA CREF. They manage over $800 billion globally, and they've got a lot of industry accolades. Not totally sure what they all mean, but I do know it means they've got my back.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. Right now, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 50% off. Plus, Vistaprint's collection of personalized one-of-a-kind gifts is also up to 50% off. Hurry, offer ends soon. To get this incredible deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code CARD50 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code CARD50.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
All right, now 47 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, sort of a quasi-holiday. Some of you are working, some of you are not. A little action here, a little action there at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffens.com. Hi to Donna, who's a Facebook friend, and we do have the information about the GoFundMe account that's now posted on the Facebook page, facebook.com/goodday. How many of you have seen, speaking of things that are posted, the video of Serena Williams chasing a phone thief out of a restaurant? Did you see that?
No.
Really?
She's
very cool.
Tough. I wouldn't want her chasing me.
Yep. She was in a San Francisco restaurant. She posted this on her Facebook page. She used her superhero sense to run after a man who took her phone while she was sitting eating dinner.
Hmm.
So, this is what the post read. Sue, yesterday at dinner, craziest thing happened to me. I was sitting enjoying some Chinese food, and this guy standing next to me, it was only two of us sitting at a four-person table, chatting like we haven't seen each other in years. Anyway, I guess this guy standing next to me, he told me to watch my, he told me to watch the lady that she was eating with, said, watch this guy. Phone was sitting in the chair, and he grabbed it, so she jumped up, chased him out, and he said he picked up her phone in error.
Right, and ran.
Right, yeah.
I always do that. Oops.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
You know
no
how much
sorry.
He would have gotten because he would have looked for nude pictures, he would have tried to dig into all of her
whatever.
Stuff.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we were talking about headaches, sports. If you're a drinker, and you're like Jennifer, were your ears ringing, by the way, on Saturday night? Bob Kay and his wife and his family took me to dinner. They didn't take me. We all went to dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
A lot of birthdays being celebrated in November.
Sure.
And his wife's name is Tony, the same as my former wife.
Mm-hmm. I like Tony.
And, and she, one of her brothers was there. They had come from a family of eight. One of the brothers was there, and he was talking about all of the wines. He's very smart about wines and kind of a sommelier or whatever you are, whatever they call people who are experts in wine. And one of the things that came out of the conversation was how red wine can give you a headache.
Yeah, it's got sulfates in it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And if you switch, sulfites?
Sulfites. Yeah. If you switch to organic wine, if you do get a red wine headache, if you switch to organic, it typically goes away.
Really?
Like
what?
The chemicals in the fertilizers on the grapes.
Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. Think about that and how it applies.
Because some people are very sensitive. It could be a big issue.
Yeah. But think about that in terms of how it might impact the rest of your food. Commercially fertilized foods versus organically fertilized foods and what those foods do to your body. That's a great example, Jennifer. Thank you for bringing that up. I didn't know that was the reason that there was a difference.
That's it.
We were drinking some wine. They weren't bad. We weren't. I didn't have any of it. I had one, a lemon itch or splitch or something.
Now, if you drink too much wine, a lot of times it's dosed with sugar, and then that's what's causing it. But if you get a headache just while you're drinking a glass of wine, it's usually the sulfites.
Warning, not drinking too much
or
wine.
Or switch to organic.
Good to you. Good for you. 51 after on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Guns under the pillow. Look at the little guy. Oh, so adorable. We got so much in common. This is so cute. Oh, come on, man. What do you want to talk about?
I ain't got nothing to say. You done insulted me. And I got to kick your ass right now. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either.
Here lies a man 27 years old. He died, but
there
ain't no
problem. I can't hear anything.
When you die, when you're 89, got your children and your grandchildren around the bed, that's cool. It ain't cool to die at 27. I'm not going to let you do that to yourself. I'm not going to let you do it to me. Because they kill you, they're going to have to kill me. Because I'm going to kill them.
Trying to remember whose voice that is, Kenny.
Chuck Richard Pryor.
That's Richard Pryor. Okay, good. This is Take the A-Train by Duke Ellington. His music was featured all through the movie Harlem Nights, which was the number two movie this week in 1989. Little Mermaid was number one that
aww
week. I know. Ah, two different, really different movies, yes?
Yeah, you think?
Right.
Yeah.
Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. He's going to give us the results of the weekend box office, even though can we consider it today to be part of the weekend because it's kind of a half-apple holiday, Chuck, or do we just give them the results from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Friday, Saturday. I'm going to give it to them.
All right. We'll do that. Yep. And also, another Star Wars trailer coming up. It was released in Japan over the weekend as our video of the day. A lot of different footage, much different than the trailers that we've already seen. I haven't actually seen one of the trailers yet. I'm guessing Chucker has. Anybody else here seen a trailer for Star Wars?
Oh, yeah.
Have you? All right.
I have.
Okay. So we'll have that and movie news and a lot of the totals for the box office, top five anyway, for this weekend coming right up here on Good Day.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments,
"A few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have."
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight loss goals.
All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Let's first go through the box office totals for the weekend, then we'll take a gander at our video of the day, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, number one, no surprise, Doug, the newest James Bond film, Spectre. It did $73 million in business, a very solid opening, although some people thought it would go over 80. I went to see the film Saturday night. Its running time is 2 hours and 30 minutes. Let me just say this first. There's no actor alive that looks better in a suit than Daniel Craig. Just wears the suit very, very well.
You telling us something we didn't know before, Chucker, or not?
No, not really. Overall, I thought the film, I liked it. It seems to be polarizing Bond fans. It's not as good as Skyfall, the last film. I think that's the reason why. But here, the good outweighs some of the bad. I wish they would have cut 15 or 20 minutes in the middle section. Although the last 40 minutes, I really dug the reveal of the villain. I thought the pace really picked up. It was exciting. Overall, I give it a 7.5 out of 10. Certainly recommend it to Bond fans. But the problem is when you have a movie like Skyfall, which is easily one of the top three Bond movies ever made, which came out 2 years ago, anything less than stellar is going to meet with a reaction that's going to be polarizing, and I think that's what you got here. But it's solid. I still think it's a solid film, and I liked it. Number two, The Penis Movie, $45 million. That's a really good opening. I got to be honest, Doug, I didn't think Charlie Brown and Snoopy would be as popular in 2015, but I'm quite surprised and happy about that. The Martian with Matt Damon, 9.3, $197 million in 6 weeks. Word of mouth on this film is real good. Only had a 20% drop off at ticket sales week to week. Goosebumps plays fourth, 9.6, and Bridge of Spies with Tom Hanks ran out the top five, $6 million, $54 million in 4 weeks.
We don't have time for this video because we'll save it and try to work it in tomorrow to our report because it's too good to just chop it up. I was noticing a number of inventions, kind of ridiculous. 193 different inventions have come in the James Bond franchise. Special pagers, earpieces, bug detectors, safe cracking devices, Geiger counters, all that good stuff.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.